Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg, and with me in the studio today is Sam Forbes, a nutritionist and manager of our downtown store, and the esteemed Dr. Richard Podell, a physician and an all-around swell guy. We're going to get to the telephone. Well, first, let me just reinforce the fact that we do have some lines open, so those of you who would like to give us a call, please, now's a good time to do it. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get to the phones. Carrie, welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you?
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I'm 58 years old, and about a year and a half ago, I went to a an integrative doctor with an extensive cardiovascular background, and I had a complete checkup, including obviously my heart, and I think my homocysteine at the time was a 17. Since then, I had an intervening blood test several months later, and it came down to a 12, and then I finally just saw the doctor again very recently for a comprehensive everything, and my homocysteine remains at 12. He's given me a complete, a good bill of health regarding my heart. I spoke to him about my homocysteine because there seem to be some quarters that seem to say that you've got to get your homocysteine down much lower, even some, from what I hear, say to below is 3. My question is whether you think that's so or not. I'm taking a very comprehensive, well-known multi that has B6 100 milligrams, I think, it, or folic acid 800 micrograms and B12 600 micrograms and TMG 100 milligrams. And I'm just wondering whether you think I should be taking more.
Okay, it's a very interesting question. You know, a short time ago, everybody was very excited in this field because the claim was made that by taking extra amounts of these particular B vitamins, folic acid, B12, B6, that we could lower the homocysteine levels and reduce the incidence of heart disease by many fold, and it was such a wonderful thing. Since then, a couple things have happened. Number one, there's been some possible research showing that maybe taking excess levels of homocysteine may not be completely risk-free.
You mean folic acid?
Folic acid. Thank you, Sam. And also, the studies have failed to demonstrate that reducing homocysteine by taking these folic acid B12, B6 things have resulted in the decrease in heart disease that we anticipated. There's always been the question of which was causing which. Was the elevated homocysteine a result of the heart disease, or was the heart disease a result of the elevated homocysteine? This has always been the question. So we've kind of reached a point now where we aren't as quick to recommend these high levels of folic acid B6 and B12 as readily as we used to, because it doesn't, you know, based on the early research, the potential benefit seemed to far outweigh any risk. And now the potential benefit looks like it may not be there as much as we thought it was, and the potential risk, while still relatively minimal, is a little bit more than we also thought before too. I don't know that we can be quite as strong in our recommendation.
Yeah, he's actually on reasonable enough dosages. He's not on huge
doses.
Yeah,
well, you're taking 800 micrograms. That's not a bad dose.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be that 400 was thought to be, you know, as much as you would possibly want. Now, because of all the other benefits of folic acid, the prevention of birth defects, and I think role in Alzheimer's and a lot of other good things, everybody has sort of gravitated to a dose of 800 as kind of a standard dose now. So you're already taking a fairly high amount. I don't think you need to take more.
Yeah. Are you
taking everybody else is kind of shaking
their... I agree, and the idea that you want to drive it down to 3, that has no basis, and nor, I think, is it possible to do it. And if you wanted to try, you'd have to go up to such huge megadoses that likely would be dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad you reviewed the whole history there of homocysteine, and we all got very excited because we thought homocysteine was the smoking gun for heart disease, and it turns out it's not. And I think we should look at all tests for heart disease like this. Like, there is no smoking gun. Cholesterol by itself in isolation with no other symptoms of heart disease may not necessarily be something to be really worried about or scared about. It's like you have to look at the whole picture of the patient. Fibrinogen levels, C-reactive protein.
Yeah.
You have to look at it all. The calcium score.
So
if you look at all of this, the family history, habits, exercise, smoking history, then you can start, if you look at the whole patient that way.
So in other words, what Sam is saying is that we're not so zeroed in on homocysteine like we used to be, so I don't think you need to worry that much about it, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty, thanks for the call, Carrie. Okay, one of our car phones has managed to get back to us. Lewis, this is the Wilner Window. What can we do for you?
This is Lou. I have a question on olive oil.
Okay.
Okay. Years ago, Carlton Fredericks had an arthritic doctor, if I'm saying it right, from Canada, delve into with his 1,000 patients, given them olive oil, broke it down molecularly, and then he found that olive oil, only in combination with everything, worked. I recommended it to ladies when I had a beauty salon that had dry scalp and hair, and after 30 days they came in, their skin was smooth and so forth. I took it, and the wind-up was that I had pains in the groin and in the headache and the temples. A chiropractor told me I was on the verge of liver problems because of the high vitamin A and D. I just went and I bought olive oil again just to take it, and now I was taking 1,000. I had no problems. My skin got nice and oily, and my hair got oily. But now she gave me 2,000 milligrams, if that's what I'm saying. 1,000, I was taking nothing.
Okay, and what happened?
Well, I'm now, before I open the bottle or bring it back, is 2,000 too much, or should I?
Well, okay. I don't know what the potency of the particular product that you're looking for is. It does. If you think it's too much, you could take it every other day. The problem, it's like I explained earlier, cod liver oil contains EPA, DHA, the good fatty acids that we're always talking about, okay? But it also contains vitamin A and vitamin D, like you referred to. If you take high levels of vitamin A and vitamin D over a long period of time, that can cause a toxicity. You would have to take a lot of cod liver oil, and you'd have to be doing it for a long period of time to theoretically experience that problem. So, whether your past experience was really due to the cod liver oil, of course, we don't really know. But here's the point. There's no need to find out. Take the regular dose of cod liver oil, and if you think you need more, don't take cod liver oil. Take a good fish oil supplement, okay, a good omega-3 fish oil supplement from one of, you know, we have about 15 different high-quality brands. And there's no need for your taking more of the cod liver oil. Now, on the other hand, let me say that, you know, just as we mentioned a few moments ago, that the level, the accepted level of folic acid has gone up from 400 micrograms to 800 micrograms. To some degree, the same thing has happened with vitamin D. So whereas we used to think of 400 IUs of vitamin D as being a high dose, now everybody is looking at more 800 to 1,000 units of vitamin D. So from that aspect, a little bit more cod liver oil may not be a problem. The vitamin A may or may not be. What you really have to do is look on the label of whatever product that you're getting. And don't, you know, you don't care how much, you know, 1,000 milligrams or whatever of the cod liver oil. What you want to do is see how much vitamin A and how much vitamin D is actually in the dose. We currently try to avoid more than 8,000 to 10,000 units of vitamin A per day on an ongoing basis, especially if you're in danger of becoming pregnant. I don't think you sound like you're going to become pregnant, but that's the general dosage. So forget about how many milligrams the dose is for the total oil. Look for the vitamin A content and, to a lesser extent, the vitamin D content. Take as much as you want to, as long as you don't go over 8 to 10,000 units of vitamin A. Or do what I said. Switch over. You can take some cod liver oil if you want to, you know, like Mama used to give you. But for any additional amounts of essential fatty acids, go to a good high-potency omega-3 fish oil supplement.
You know, after listening to all this that you just said, you know, it's pretty obvious that there may be a lot of people out there that don't realize that there really is no difference between the omega-3 fats in cod liver oil and fish body oils, that you're still getting omega-3 fats, DHA and EPA. However, there may be a slight difference in the ratio between EPA and DHA from cod liver oil and fish oil. There might be higher amounts of DHA in the cod liver oil, but nevertheless, they're pretty much the same, so it really doesn't make a difference where you get your omega-3 fats. However, the other thing is most manufacturers actually add A and D to the cod liver oil. They do. Right. If you look at look at the doses on the cod liver oils, it's 400 and 2,000, and that can't happen naturally.
That's why
in
I'm
fish.
Saying the key is to look at the vitamin A and the D content, not the total amount of oil in the dose.
There is a manufacturer that doesn't. They don't add it.
I think there also is some low A and D cod liver oil too. But again, I don't see the point. You know, just go ahead and get a good high potency EPA DHA omega 3 fish oil, and that way you don't have to worry. You can take as much as you'd like, okay? All right. Thanks for the call. Lou, get back in your car and be careful, okay? It's dangerous out there. Okay, time for a short break. This portion of The Wheel in the Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And some good news, the entire line of American Health and Home Health is actually on sale right now at 35% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, omega-3, cod liver oil, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Ford.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered how some people have smoother, firmer skin that never gives away their age? It's in the berries, in Goji Berry Anti-Aging Skincare Formulas from Home Health. These beauty formulas represent a breakthrough in age-defying skincare, delivering the powerful antioxidant protection of the goji berry. Developed to rejuvenate prematurely aging skin, Goji Berry Facial Cream, Eye Cream, and Hand and Body Lotion are scientifically formulated with vitamins, certified organic botanicals, and health-promoting skincare ingredients like hyaluronic acid, retinol, and vitamin K. Together with the exotic goji berry, these nutrients reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles while hydrating, nourishing, and protecting your skin. No parabens, no fragrances, and no animal products. Goji berry formulas from Home Health are non-greasy and absorbed quickly. Give your skin the age-defying advantage of Home Health's goji berry anti-aging skincare formulas, now available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Before we continue, I just want to remind everybody that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you really should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find you will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have sale discounts in effect up to 50% off list price. Full lines on sale. American Health, Source Naturals, Home Health, 35% off list. Doctor's Best, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Desert Essence, Kyolic, and many other lines, 30% off list. Jarrow Formulas is 25%, again, on the entire line. Pick up our latest product reference catalog and sale flyer. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. You can leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing online.
Of course, your best choice would be to visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Bluebonnet is what you want. Bluebonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here. Dr. Richard Podell is here. And speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert in both conventional medicine and alternative medicine? Someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other alone cannot do. Well, if you've been listening, you know that we have someone who fits that description right here in the studio. Our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who is now going to tell you about his practice and how you can reach him.
Well, thank you very much, Don. Those of people who have listened to before, you know, we practice what's called integrative medicine. And there's, across the country, there's some, probably some thousands of doctors who take this approach. And the key to it is that they say that we're looking at the body's natural healing systems, but we're not rejecting what conventional medicine can do. And there's a whole range of diseases, people that I tend to see, such as chronic fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome or chronic depression or chronic headaches or irritable bowel syndrome, that generally when they see me, they've already been on the medicines, and the medicines have done somewhat good but not good enough. And that what we generally find helpful is to look at the body's natural healing systems, which include your biochemistry, includes your thyroid, includes the various hormones, and includes the full range of, Don's looking at his watch, the full range of, for instance, not hurrying, and try to put this together. And what seems to come out is that people improve better with this integrative approach than they do with either conventional medicine alone or with alternative medicine alone. And so, if people want to reach us, we're in New Jersey, in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And we're on the web at drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell.
I think Dr. Podell just got even with me for me taking up so much time at the beginning of the show before he got a chance to talk about his the research subjects. Anyway, thank you very much.
He's going to have to do a lot more than that.
I see. Okay. Let's see if we can squeeze in a call from Patricia real quick. Welcome to the World in the Window, Patricia. How can we help you?
Oh, I'm very pleased to speak with you and very pleased to speak with Dr. Podell.
Well, wait till you hear my answer before you say that. You may not be so pleased.
Go on, real quick. Okay. I have two conditions. One's arthritis. The other is Graves' disease, which is a form of a thyroid malfunction. And I'm taking fish oil, and I'm very uncertain from different supposed articles I read in WebMD exactly what milligram of fish oil, omega-3, I should take a day.
Okay, I'm going to clear it up for you real quick. There is no answer. There's no fixed dose. Nobody knows. You take as much as you can tolerate, and you take as much as you can until it seems to work. If it doesn't work, you can try taking more. If it if you're taking a lot and it works, you can try backing off. But there is no fixed dosage. You know, when we read all these research projects, you'll find that they usually use much higher levels than we than you would get if you followed the amounts on the bottle. So really, you'd have a hard time taking too much.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Experiment.
An alternative-oriented doctor can send to a lab that will measure your actual blood level. So that way you can see whether you're within, at least within range or deficient. It may not tell you the top level
but
you
that's
should
not,
be at.
You know, but for therapeutic purposes, basically you want to take a whole bunch. That's the technical term, a whole bunch, okay?
And if that you can want be anywhere from 5 to 10 grams.
If you want to hang on, you can, Patricia, but I have to take a hard break for traffic, okay? This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production? And by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger-looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Okay, and some good news. The entire Dr. Vanessa line is now on sale at Wilner Chemists, 30% off list price. Now, for the bad news, here's Bill Powers.
And we've
traffic.
Got plenty of it right now over on the Brooklyn Bridge. Inbound side, very heavy, this police activity. It was just clear from the Manhattan side, but you are crawling across the span. Outbound side is very slow as well. Williamsburg Bridge, not a good alternate into Manhattan. There's an accident in the outer roadway blocking at least one lane, and there's plenty of company through that stretch of real estate. Deegan heavy, northbound side, Yankee Stadium to Fordham Road. And on the southbound side, slow into the Willis Avenue Bridge. Lots of delays over on the Cross Bronx westbound side between the Bruckner and 3rd Avenue and again into the GW Bridge. Eastbound side, there's ramp delays as you try to get to the Major Deegan. Across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge inbound upper deck, a one-hour delay. Downstairs, you can slice that in half. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes into town. Out of town, 15. Holland Tunnel cost you 40 in, 20 out. This report is sponsored by Gold Bond Foot Cream. For a softer, healthier feet this summer, get Gold Bond Foot Cream with 7 intensive moisture plus soothing vitamins that work as hard as your feet. Get Gold Bond Foot Cream. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended?
Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature. Alive organic vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. A couple quick comments before we get back to Patricia, who I think is waiting on the phone. First, you heard that ad from Solgar, Nutrigenomics, the genetic testing thing, as I mentioned during the first hour. We are going to have them, some of their the experts on that, a gene testing for supplement requirements at our booth at the OR Health Fair coming up. I think it's June 21. Also, those of you who are anxiously awaiting the heart show that'll come up after our program is over, you can rest easy. I just saw Dr. V walking down the hallway, so he is here. And lastly, I'll remind you once more that I will be giving a lecture on the 20th, June the 20th. That's a Friday evening at the New York Open Center. The topic that they've chosen is nutritional supplements separating fact from fiction. I'm sure you're going to find it very interesting. The Open Center is in Manhattan. There's a small fee. If you're interested in supplements, though, I'm sure you're going to get your money's worth. For more information, you can check the ads on the lecture in the current flyer or sale catalog, or you can go to our website, wilner.com, and check the link under News and Events. Okay, that's June 20th, lecture at the New York Open Center. I hope to see you there. Okay, I think that takes care of all the business. Now let's, okay, Patricia, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask us?
Yes, is part, am I correctly receiving some the message somewhat that the reason I'm getting mixed or ambivalent answers about the quantity of or milligrams of fish oil is because no one is really agreeing on what that is? That's one thing. And secondly, are you somewhat purporting homeopathic kind of medicine? In other words, using good remedies other than these drugs that they pump across a counter with or without a prescription?
Okay, let me... no, homeopathic medicine is a specific type of a natural remedy that I think you're sort of confusing with just nutritional supplements in general.
Okay.
The fish oil situation, it's not like, you know, we would like the supplement story to be similar to the prescription medication story. You have a certain disease, you weigh X kilos, so therefore you take X milligram dosage of the medication, and that's what you take. With supplements, it doesn't always work that way. There can be a relatively wide range of dosage that you can use. And in certain cases, and this is the case with the fish oil, the amount used in the various studies can vary over a relatively wide range, and you know, people don't want to start off taking, you know, 6 or 8 capsules a day. It gets expensive. So we start off, we recommend a relatively moderate dose, and you see if that works. If it doesn't, then you can take more. But at the same time, we keep on coming out with stronger and stronger omega-3 fish oil supplements. So it becomes very difficult to compare apples and apples. You can get a straight fish oil with 180 milligrams of EPA and 120 of DHA. You can get one that's twice that strong. You can get one that's 3 times that strong. You can get one that's stronger in EPA and less strong in DHA, and vice versa. So it becomes very difficult. So for therapeutic purposes, you can you start off with whatever you want to, with a good quality product, and you see if that works. If it doesn't, you go to either a stronger product or you increase the dosage. Okay, that's really the best advice I can give you. If you're talking about therapeutic usage, okay?
Well, yes, I have noticed one improvement.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me homeopathy. Do you want to know what homeopathy is, or?
I know what it is. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mother swore by it. Why, I will tell you, the fish oil has improved my hair and my fingernails.
Yeah, well, you know, like we said earlier, fish oil does a lot of good things. Well, you know, it'll reduce inflammation, which of course makes it valuable in many health problems, but it also does a lot of other good things. I think we had somebody on the line, we have somebody who wants to talk about colitis. There's another condition that the fish oil supplements can help. So it does a lot of good things, and the downside, again, it's one of those things where there's a lot of good points and not many bad points. So, you know, what the heck, all right? Okay, we got to move on, Patricia. Thank you for the call, okay? All right, where are we here? Let's see. Let's go, is it Edie, I think, or is it Eddie? I can't, Edie?
It's Edie, hi.
Okay, Edie, how are you? This is Don. I'm here with Sam and Dr. Podell, and we hope we can help you.
Me too. My husband is taking Namenda. He has aphasia with a dementia component, and I was wondering if the hyper enzyme that Dr. Podell spoke about earlier would be an appropriate
Hyperzine.
Hyperzine, yes, sorry.
Huperzine.
Yeah, Huperzine.
Huperzine, sorry.
Okay, well, the aphasia, that's what, swallowing?
No, it's speech.
Oh, speech. Okay, yeah. Speech. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll do it first, and then I'll turn it over.
My first question is, what does it do to? Is this a...
It's unknown. No stroke, no tumor. Mm-hmm. It's just the luck of the draw. As far as anybody can see.
All right. Well, obviously we can't give you specific advice for your particular case. We can just kind of give some general comments on that condition.
And I was wondering about if there would be a conflict with the Namenda.
It used to be that when you look, and there's a number of things that you should be looking at. Okay, in the area with herbal supplements, it used to be that the number one herb to recommend in this case used to be ginkgo biloba. Based upon the recent research, such as what Dr. Podell told you about during the first hour, I would say that now we think of ginkgo biloba and huperzine as probably the two herbs that are at the top of the list and should be utilized. Again, I don't see any downside to it. And yes.
Yeah, well, my question is, the huperzine is sort of in the same family as the Aricept drugs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Namenda is different, but
right.
My guess is they probably have them on an Aricept-type drug as well?
No, no.
Okay, in that case, then most likely there wouldn't be any problem with it. But if people were taking Aricept in that group, I think you'd have to have the doctor individualize the treatment because there is some overlap in their biochemistry.
Are they both function by blocking that enzyme?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
There should always be some sort of nutritional approach to anyone with any kind of advanced condition or aging condition, including dementia. Certainly people who have this condition may be deficient in many nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of the nutrients play a certain role in your brain health. Obviously, they play a role in all cellular health. So your brain cells are just as need nutritional support as any other cell in your body. So a good comprehensive multivitamin and mineral, I think, would be prudent. We've been talking a lot about fish oil, and here again is another situation where fish oils, particularly the DHA component of fish oil, would be very, very important. The nutritional approach to many of these kinds of brain diseases usually include supplements that energize, protect cells of the brain and the nervous system, also help support the structure of neurons. So you have to include things like coenzyme Q10,
yeah.
B12, things like acetyl L-carnitine, which both protects and supports the function of nerve cells. You have, of course, the phosphatidylserine. That supports the synaptic function. Obviously, that kind of synapse. So that's really the main area of importance with all cognition or any kind of cognitive decline is how well your neurons are synapting with each other.
Sam just mentioned.
So you have to kind of, since there seems to be no specific.
Sam just mentioned a bunch of nutrients that you should be thinking of. Acetyl L-carnitine, for example. Many of those you can get as a combination product if that makes it easier. I think Jarrow has something called Neuro Optimizer. Other companies have similar blends of those particular nutrients. So the items that Sam mentioned, I would certainly look at. If you want to show your doctor the information that Dr. Podell mentioned earlier. As I said, go to our website.
Yeah, I know. I'm on it.
Okay. And if you go to the radio section under transcripts, scroll down to today's date, and you can print out the abstract that he mentioned and show that to your doctor.
Okay.
You can look it up, okay?
Thanks a mil. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, I think it's time for us to take another short break. Time flies when you're having fun. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Barbara, so what's the matter?
Martha, I am sick. My sinuses are infected. Could be a cold, the flu, allergies, I don't know. I feel awful.
Barbara, have you heard? Seagate has this wonderful, all-natural, homeopathic olive leaf nasal spray. It works on everything. It'll clear you right up.
Do I need a prescription?
Nope. It's all natural, but boy, is it strong. It is laboratory-tested, doctor-recommended, and none of the side effects of prescription drugs. In fact, the only side effect is getting better.
Martha, can I use it as a preventative?
Of course. Take it everywhere, especially on planes. You should see some of the germs I've sat next to.
I bet it costs a lot of money.
Wrong again. It's under $10, and there are hundreds of sprays in a bottle. Seagate Olive Leaf Nasal Spray is even safe for kids.
To receive copies of their independent lab results, call 1-888-505-4283. Seagate's Olive Leaf Nasal Spray can be found at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Research shows that all of us suffer from some degree of heavy metal and carcinogen toxicity. How do we rid our bodies of these toxic metals? Some try IV or oral chelation, but this is expensive and often comes with its own side effects. Good news. 18 months of research at Metagenics has resulted in a breakthrough heavy metal chelation product called MetalloClear. This new product boosts your body's ability to remove heavy metals by increasing levels of metallothionein, a natural detoxifier. It's safe and effective. MetalloClear even chelates cadmium, a toxin not removed by other types of chelation. MetalloClear contains turmeric, polyphenol-rich hops, andrographis, and zinc, and it works best when combined with other Metagenics detox products such as UltraClear Plus pH. You no longer have to put up with accumulated heavy metal toxins. Easy, effective detoxification is now available from Metagenics. MetalloClear, along with UltraClear Plus pH from Metagenics, available from the health professionals at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, everybody, welcome back. This is indeed the Wilner Window. I am indeed Don Goldberg, and with me is Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We're going to get right to the telephones. Jerry, what can we do for you today?
Gentlemen, doctor, thank you for taking my call. I'm 61 years old. I'm 5'11", 160 pounds. I've never smoked ever in my life. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I run from 4:30 to 10 to 7, 4 days a week. I've been doing that for 8 years. So when I got a chest x-ray back, and my doctor told me that I have the beginning stages of emphysema, I got floored. I have two questions. One, that he wants me to, my doctor wants me to take an MRI, and I understand an MRI emits about 10 times the amount of radiation that a chest x-ray does. Whatever the amount is, it's supposedly a lot more than a chest x-ray. My question, I have two questions. One question, first question is are there MRI machines that emit less radiation than others? Are there newer models out that are safer? And my second question is regarding these beginning stages of emphysema. Is there any type of supplement I can take to slow it down? Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Well, Dr. Podell will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe when you look at chest x-rays, CAT scans, and MRIs, MRIs are at the lower end of the radiation.
Yeah, then maybe the doctor wants him to have a CAT scan, which does give a lot more x-ray than a chest x-ray. MRI does not give X radiation, so that would be safe from that perspective. But it's really easy to overread a chest x-ray if it was a little overshot, overdeveloped. It'll look like early emphysema. I think that the next logical step would be to have what's called pulmonary function testing, which some internists will do, some family doctors will do, but certainly lung doctors will do. And there they can actually measure your lung volumes and really detect whether there's early emphysema. Given the running that you're doing, it seems to me fairly unlikely that you do have any significant amount of emphysema.
Did you have any complaints, breathing problems or anything like that? Jack? Oh, no, not Jack. Is he there? Hello, caller.
No, I guess Jack is gone. Okay.
Well...
All right. Well, okay.
The other part is what
can we do for emphysema?
Well, we don't really know too much, but certainly things like N-acetylcysteine,
right,
which will help you regenerate the glutathione.
Right.
But in the case of this particular person, he needs a proper medical workup. That's what we call integrative medicine.
Yeah.
There are natural things to do, but first comes the proper diagnosis.
Well, there's really no way we can give you anything to help regenerate lung tissue. It's not going to happen. However, there may be people with certain kinds of conditions that can make emphysema worse, like allergies, certain dust, allergic to dust, mold, mildew, pollens, which can be controlled by natural remedies. And If you're interested, come to Wilner Chemist and we'll help you with that.
Okay. Okay, thanks for the call. Let's move on to Vin from Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. You have an excellent program. I'm 58 years old, and, you know, as we go through life, we experience things. And from childhood, I've always had bronchitis. And I would go to pulmonary specialists, and, you know, I'd start prepping early in the year because October was the month that I would always come down with it. Apparently, there's a spore as the leaves are turning, that there's spores released, and I would get very sick. I'd be sick 6 weeks, 8 weeks, coughing and everything. Back about 4 years ago, I started taking fish oil, okay? I haven't been sick at all. And I would get sick twice a year with bronchitis and sometimes would develop into pneumonia. So for me, that's it's a savior. And the only other thing I take is garlic. But I found, in fact, I had heard a report from the British Academy of Sciences that mentioned that taking fish oil will enhance the strength of the pulmonary. It does. There's some reaction in there, which is very positive. So I'd like to share that with your listeners and you, because I was on, you know, a pulmonary specialist, all the necessary drugs, antibiotics, and everything, and I haven't taken anything in, like, 5 years.
Great. Right.
Well, you know, we appreciate your letting us know, and I'm not too surprised. You know, when you have the inflammation, the inflammation is a component of many health problems, asthma, bronchitis, you know, joint pain, all sorts of things, heart disease. When you take something like fish oil, one of the things that you're doing is you're causing the body to fight the inflammation, reduce the inflammation. So, you know, indirectly, I can see how that would be helpful. I mean, even with the earlier caller, we mentioned fish oil, you know, mucous membranes. But, you know, here's a case where vitamin A, actual preformed vitamin A, might be better than taking a beta carotene or the carotenoids. Vitamin A, vitamin C, these are nutrients that are involved in the health and optimal function of the mucous membranes. So good. Well, you know, obviously we hear reports like this all the time at Wilner's, and we appreciate you giving us a call, letting us know.
Have a great day. Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. We're going to go to Jack right now. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack. How can we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. I am 50 years old. I'm in very good health, and I'm not overweight, and I have colitis. And I am on presently, orally and through an enema, mesalamine. And I've been doing it for, I would say, 3.5 to 4 months, and it has gotten better, but not dramatically. And my question to you is multi-part. Number one, should I have a lifestyle change as far as diets, as far as vitamins, nutritional supplements, alternative type of medicine? Number two, is it stress related? Number three, would it be helpful if I would have a blood test for what I'm allergic to, even though I'm not aware of anything that is affecting my lifestyle as far as eating goes? And number three,
I think
we
better stop there.
Okay.
Well, the thing
basically, what should I do?
Well, the thing, I think you're right. You lifestyle change could affect how you feel. Vitamin supplements can be very, very helpful. We've seen a lot of good results using things. Here, we how many calls have we had today about fish oil? And we just got off the phone with somebody about fish oil, and right there, that would be beneficial for you.
Yeah, I think fish oil is something to look at. Part of the medical evaluation to see if there are any parasites in the stool that may be exacerbating what sounds like an ulcerative colitis. There's often malabsorption problems, so you'd have to individualize. But things like magnesium are important. Things like zinc are important. These largely can be taken along with your anti-inflammatory medicine.
So I should continue that medicine for sure?
Well, we can't say for sure. We don't know anything about you other than that you've called. I'm saying it's a valid medicine. It may or may not be helping you. I can't make that judgment. That's something you have to decide with your doctor. But adding in natural treatment supplements probably makes sense.
Well, yeah, you see, you started off by asking us a whole bunch of questions, and in a way, those are the questions that we would be asking you.
Right.
Or you should be asking your your physician sort of to jointly work out. That's where someone like Dr. Podell or a more holistic physician might be beneficial to you, because all of those are valid questions. You covered a lot of things that might be involved in your condition, and indeed you should try to determine if they are indeed factors. If you have allergies or lactose intolerance, right, or stress,
gluten,
you know, those are all things that need to be ascertained. So, you know, but they aren't things that we can say, here's the supplement that's going to treat that. So you need to, you're on the right track, I think. Those are things that you need to work on and see if they are contributing to the problem.
I mean, think the supplements that have helped people with this kind of gut issue would be things like probiotics. A good probiotic product would probably be useful for you. Glutamine has been known to be a very good nutrient for healing the gut. There are a number of glutamine-based intestinal healing formulas, like Allergy Research Permavite, I think it's called. It's a good powder. You take it between meals. Renew Life has something called Intestinu. Very healing, reduces inflammation. Enterically coated fish oil products have been shown to be very helpful. They release in the lower bowel to have their action in the lower gut. So something, there are a lot of things that you would do. Food lifestyle would be helpful. Maybe you should try experimenting with removing certain food groups like gluten or grains from your diet. See what happens.
Yeah. Elimination diets. I don't think the blood tests are really that useful.
Yeah. So you're better off experimenting and seeing which type of diet gives you relief. Thanks for the call.
And like we said, you know, things like fish oil and the probiotics, you probably couldn't go wrong by taking those, okay, regardless of what else you discover. So I would definitely add a good high-potency fish oil supplement and a good high-potency probiotic supplement to your regimen, okay? Thanks a lot and good luck. Okay. All right. I am waiting for the music to kind of rise to a crescendo, and here it comes. Okay, well, that means it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you, and I hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist Store in Midtown, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Ira and Noah in the control room. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement.